WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Oh, now she doesn't even go. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another...
I'm sorry. Okay, fine. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Somebody send me a message. I'm sorry. This is the Skype is drunk edition of The Rack because Skype is not working. It's being a dick. It's gotten drunk. It has not worked all night. So we've had to stop and start 3 times now because, you know, we can't hear a sound when he plays music, so we can't do a proper intro. So if this is your first time listening to our show, go listen to last week, because last week was good. This week is just like a cluster, you know what, and a half. So I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. He's Sir Rockin'. We're brought to you by Gerwig.net. Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211, TNAsylum.net. I think that's all our plugs, I think.
RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, Gerwig.net.
Oh, now I hear the music. Now I hear it. I can hear it. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding right now. Who owns Skype? Who owns Skype? Somebody Google it. This is live Googling on The Rack.
Microsoft.
Bill Gates, fix your crap.
I like that.
No.
I like that you can hear it now.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear it. It's low, but I can hear it, but you have it turned down low. So, I don't know. Anyway, we have a lot to get into tonight. Doesn't help that we're late because, you know, Skype sucks. You're going to be hearing us complain about it all night long. We have news. We have NXT. We have SmackDown. We have, what is the pay-per-view? Mercy? We have no mercy. I can't even think straight. So, I say we don't waste any time and we just go right into the news brought to you by TNAsylum.net and Gerwig.net. Maybe, possibly. This is a horrible show. This is going to sound horrible. We're going to, like, are we going to fix this in post or are we just going to go for it? He's not even answering me now. He's ignoring me. Okay, fine. Screw it. We are just going right into the news.
To our friends by Gerwig.net and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans.
I said that already.
I know you did, but I forgot I was muted.
Because
I was swearing underneath my breath about Skype, so I muted myself.
Because we're a kid-friendly show in the first hour. Second hour is when we start cursing. No. So, you know what? Since we have so many of them, just blame Brent.
Wait, you're testing the fate already?
Yeah, do it.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
We heard that?
Nope. not a thing. And it doesn't help. Somebody else is talking to me right now, telling me about things that's screwing with me. So it's like, I'm just trying to remember how long it is. Like, I'm actually playing it in my head. Because, yes, I can actually hear it in my head of how long it is.
9 seconds.
9 seconds. Like, I can hear the whole thing clearly in my head. The show intro, not so much, because the show intro, you change it, like, every 6 weeks.
Every season it gets changed. We haven't hit the fall season intro yet.
Oh, apparently you're having a meltdown, according to Matt.
Having a meltdown?
He's crying internally.
Where does it say I'm having a meltdown?
Twitter.
Fuck you, Matt.
Oh. All right. Oh, Blake,
hold
Fritz,
on. Hold on. Freak. No, that doesn't work. Fudge you.
Fudge you?
Fudge you.
Oh. No, it's too early for O Fudge. We have to wait till Christmas to use Fudge.
Freaking you. I don't know. Anyway, let's go to the Blame Brent. Let's talk about them, because why not?
Because he was busy this week.
Brent, buddy, calm. I know Rob's been slow. Doesn't mean you have to play and catch up.
Well, he hasn't done a lot in a while, so he's playing catch up. So, where
do you want to start? Let's start with...
I'm just going to mix it up.
All right, go for it.
So, to start with TNA, Drew Galloway has a neck injury, and he's missed Bound for Glory because of it.
And he'll be out multiple months on TV because of the injury, since they're taping all in 1 week, so it's officially, this is 2 seconds.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Okay, I heard it. Wait. Next up, we have Natalya losing her two front teeth at a house show.
Hashtag blame Brent.
TJ Black, a.k.a. Justin Gabriel, broken ankles after a base jumping accident. That sucks.
Hashtag blame Brent.
I'm just waiting 2 seconds whether it's playing or not. I don't really care. Jamie Noble, of all people.
This one's serious.
This one's serious, and we really hope he gets better. Got stabbed 3 times and suffered a collapsed lung after an attack outside his trailer, and he's currently offering rewards to help find the people who did it. So play the little sounder.
Hashtag blame Brent.
All right, okay. So let's talk about this one really quick.
Yeah, we need to discuss this, because...
This is crazy.
So Noble was coming home to the trailer park. No joke. This is legit. Noble was coming home to the trailer park to see the girlfriend, and it was late at night, and this guy follows him to the trailer park, gets out of the car, and accuses Jamie of, like, cutting him off in traffic, or cutting him off. So Jamie apologizes, and somehow the situation escalates, and the two end up fighting. I guess the guy was drunk or pissed or something. I don't know. Anyway, 2 other guys get out of the guy's car, the first guy's car, and attack Noble and stab him. And leave him for dead in the trailer park.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
That's some serious crap. I don't know his actual full-on condition. Some people say it's not very good at the moment. Some say it's stable.
I think he's stable because he's been putting pictures out on Twitter asking for the rewards. Like, pictures came out, I think, in the last couple days of the stab wounds. I think he's not out of the hospital yet, but I think he's stable.
Okay.
He might just be, like, stable in serious condition, but yeah, I think he's okay.
Hopefully he'll make a recovery. I hope WWE starts contributing to the cause and help him find whoever did it to him.
Yeah, because that's low.
That seriously is some low crap right there.
So feel better, Jamie Noble. We'll miss you. Now we have Bray lost Beardy Son 1 to a knee injury. He's now lost Beardy Son 2 again for a torn rotator cuff.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Where Eric Rowan will be out 4 to 6 months. I would be okay with this if we were getting Beardy Son 1, aka Luke Harper, on SmackDown to be with Bray, but that doesn't seem to be the case because Luke Harper came back last night at a Raw House show in Jilly. This is awkward. Bray's all by himself.
Yeah. Thank God Luke Harper's back in action. He was back in action in Chile the last 2 nights, so at least he's healthy, and he has not changed one bit.
Nope. Still got the beard, still got the same jeans. He looks the same. I'm very relieved. They did not repackage Luke Harper, and that makes me very happy, because I was scared to death they were going to, like, pin him down and shave him or something, and he would come back bald, or at least clean-shaven. Because can you imagine Luke Harper coming back clean-shaven, and we'd all sit here and be like, who the hell is that?
I've seen him pictures with him without a really thick beard.
Yeah, he needs the beard.
He really needs the beard.
It helps tremendously. He looks weird without the beard. You see a baby Luke Harper and you're like, whoa, no. But he still has the same pants, and I think the same tank top. Pretty sure.
No, they look like new pants.
New-ish pants.
They looked like darker blue pants. Like, they haven't been washed 10,000 times.
Maybe. I don't know. They might be the newer ones because he ripped his old ones and they had to be retired.
Because when you wear them every single day and wash them constantly, they become faded and old.
Yeah, but I bet they're really comfy. Like, they're probably really soft. Because it's the best when you get, like, old denim and it's really soft and it's just comfy and yeah. Anyway. And finally, the final blamed Brent. This is bizarre. We're going to talk about this one, too. Alberto El Patron, formerly Del Rio, was allegedly stabbed with a knife outside a restaurant and he missed a AAA event.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Okay. This one is a story in itself. The reason we put allegedly because I know he put out pictures of him being stabbed, and the allegedly part is because the San Antonio Police Department had no record of the incident. There's also a report where, I guess the idea was there was a drunken fan, or a drunken person, and attacked them or something.
What it sounds like is Paige and Del Rio went out to dinner before they were headed to Monterey, and they came out of the restaurant, and there was a homeless man there, and he attacked them, or he accosted them, and Del Rio basically told him, I guess, to F off. This is paraphrased from a bad translation because the translation, I think, the account was in Spanish, and I think somebody translated it to English.
I hit Google Translate and I sent it to you.
Yeah, yeah. Google Translate did not do a good job on that.
No, it didn't. No. Alright. So.
So, one thing led to another, and Del Rio turned his back on the guy. The guy supposedly stabbed Del Rio. Paige got pushed down. There was supposedly a gun there.
The report notes that Del Rio and the man went to the ground while the man was still stabbing at Del Rio. At this point, Paige got involved and the altercation was thrown off by a suspect. Del Rio then went to check on her, and that's when a knife-wielding attacker took off in his car. The record in Mexico, which is the thing we translated with Del Rio, following an incident, Del Rio claims he and Paige were attacked by a drunken homeless man in the parking lot at a restaurant. While the rest of the story is lined up with other reports, the couple claims the man left on foot while Del Rio went to check on Paige after she was assaulted.
But there's no police record, there's no... Del Rio isn't saying anything. Paige isn't saying anything.
Del Rio, after being stabbed in the arm and apparently lacerated in the head, wrestled yesterday in England wearing a shirt and had bandages. But he wrestled after 3 days after being stabbed. He missed the AAA event. Why is this whole thing? This thing all happened on Saturday night, okay? So that's when this whole thing started. The event he missed was on Sunday. The reason why he missed the event is and he did not call AAA because he lost his phone somewhere in this incident. But and the story only came out because he missed a AAA event and AAA started to bash him because he missed the event. You have to wonder why it took till Monday to make contact when Paige has a phone and they didn't do it on Sunday.
I guess he didn't know the number, or I guess in the hubbub, because if he got stabbed, he would have gone to the hospital to get stitched up.
But there's many hours on Sunday you could have made contact with the promotion.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying that, but it's like maybe they didn't get a chance to replace his phone, maybe he didn't think about it, maybe they were trying to get everything straightened out. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a reasonable explanation as to why he would not call the promotion other than he just forgot, but, which I think is what happened.
But how can you forget when, you know, you're scheduled to be there? That's the thing.
He got stabbed!
Okay, but he had time to recover. It's not like, you know, he was in the hospital. Apparently, you know, that whole thing.
I don't know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
That's why this whole story is weird, and there's probably more to the story that'll eventually come out.
Yeah. But this is, it's like, and the more that comes out about it, the more bizarre it gets.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're kind of keeping an eye on this one, but it's a little weird. But that does it for the Blame Brents, dude. You can lay off now. Really chill out. You're good. But speaking of Paige, it was announced that Total Divas will be making its debut right after Total Bellas ends on November 16th. So the Rec Extra will continue. Sorry.
Not sorry.
Not sorry. Not sorry in the least. By the way, if you missed our interview with the Bella Twins that came out earlier this week, you should totally go listen to it. RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. It's also available on YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. If you haven't seen me shamelessly shill it at all.
Because, you know, we talk underwear, we talk wrestling, and we talk babies. Because, yay y'all, it finally happened. We are going to be blessed with a baby goat. Because Brie Bella is pregnant.
Yeah, in the spring of 2017, she will be giving birth to a baby boy or girl. No idea which.
Yeah,
It'll be one of the things. It's convenient that they announced it at the premiere of the show. She had that well timed.
She did, actually.
If you really think about it, she had that well timed.
She did, yeah. They timed that out well. She Who knows, maybe Nikki's sex tips helped.
Which they'll be talking about on episode 2 of Total Bellas, which we'll review next week on the show. And you go back and listen, Dirac Extra Total Bellas is available now. It's amazing. You learn a lot about John Cena.
Yeah. We're not going to open that can of worms. Anyway.
Oh, don't you worry. It's in the commercial that you can't hear.
Speaking of pregnant, because, you know, I'm just going to keep rolling with this. Speaking of pregnant, former Tough Enough winner Sarah Lee is supposedly expecting with Blake Murphy, or Blake.
Wesley Blake.
Wesley Blake. I want to call him Blake Murphy. No, it's Wesley Blake. They're expecting supposedly a small bundle of joy. A picture came out of them together with her holding the What to Expect When You're Expecting book.
And a sonogram.
And a sonogram. So, congratulations to former Tough Enough winner Sarah Lee and Wesley Blake, but that ties into the Blame Rocks.
Not even going to attempt the sounder, so just go for it.
Yeah, don't do the sounders. Just, we're going sounderless tonight. We're going old school tonight. There were some releases, including Sarah Lee, but she, I believe she asked for her release. She was not fired because she was pregnant. She asked to be released because she was pregnant. So, congratulations again to her. Hugo Knox and Carolyn CJ Dunning were also released. All NXT.
All NXT.
Yeah, no main roster releases this week or this go-round.
No, it's where they sort of clean house in NXT, and so when they add new people, they have to get rid of some people.
But that's a good system. You know, it's you cut the fat, and it keeps it competitive. It keeps people driven.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of NXT, we should mention that former NXT wannabe and former Tough Enough star, ZZ is now signed on with Wildcat Sports to continue his wrestling career.
Go ZZ go.
Yep, I figured I'd add that because it's ZZ. Coming up next year, we're headed to the Alamo Dome.
Yes, yes we are, because we have no transition for this. The Royal Rumble, it was announced, will be in the Alamo Dome.
January, I believe. 29th, January 29th, which will be great for football fans, is the bye week between the Super Bowl and the championship game, so there will be no championship game interfering with the Royal Rumble, unlike last year.
Seems they timed that better this year.
They usually time that pretty well for the bye week, but the way the scheduling was for the NFL last year, it just didn't work out right.
Yeah, fair enough. So, tickets will be going on sale shortly, probably in the next couple weeks or month or so. So just keep an eye out on Ticketmaster for that. And finally, this is all rumor.
So, the WWE 2K17 video game comes out next week. The cover athlete is the next big thing, the Beast Incarnate Brock Lesnar, the man of Suplex City. He's on the cover. The downloadable character when you pre-order the game is one Bill Goldberg, and the teaser in a lot of the trailers and stuff is Goldberg visits Suplex City. Right, fantasy may be turning into reality. Bill Goldberg will possibly be stepping back inside a WWE squared circle for the first time in over 12 and a half years to take on the man he last faced in a WWE ring, Brock Lesnar.
What have we done to deserve this? Like, seriously, what have we done? Were we bad or something? I mean, are we being punished?
No.
Like, what do we do to deserve this? Do not want. Do not want times a million. No.
On the positives, and this is the positive of it, Goldberg's son will be finally able to see him wrestle live. And that's the reason he's doing this.
And that's great. That's fantastic. You know, and he deserves that. He should have every right to show his son what he could do in the ring. But can we not be against Brock? Can we not do that thing?
Now the question is, will Stone Cold Steve Austin come back to be the special guest referee one more time? Because, you know, that worked out so well last time.
Well, let's hope the crowd doesn't revolt like they did last time.
Yeah, that crowd revolted in Madison Square Garden. That was a special little thing.
Up, to give the score update. San Francisco's coming back in the third quarter. They just scored a touchdown. We are 21-14. Arizona leading the 49ers. Because, you know, yay Chip Kelly.
The chipper.
And just a side note, this isn't news. We promise you we'd update you on the TNA story because there would hopefully be news coming out about Bound for Glory. the news is there really isn't any news other than TNA did get the funds from a mysterious donor. Nobody knows who it was. So they were able to run Bound for Glory. They were able to run some of the TV tapings. Some of the other ones were canceled due to Hurricane Matthew.
Which have been they have been now moved to Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so those have been temporarily postponed while the hurricane comes through. But other than that, there is no news on the sale. Dixie Carter has addressed the locker room and basically told them that she's not going to sell to WWE. And she made it sound like she's not going to sell to Corgan either, that she's doing everything she can to hold on to the company.
She's doing her darndest to keep that company hers.
You know, honestly, just sell it to Corgan, please. Please. But yeah, there were rumors flying today that she had sold the tape library to WWE, that Corgan is now the majority owner. None of that has been confirmed, so at this point it's all straight solid rumor in regards to that. Until TNA actually confirms it, or Billy Corgan confirms it, or WWE confirms it, it's just a rumor.
But what is not a rumor? There's a brand new TNA World Heavyweight Champion. His name is Eddie Edwards.
Spoiler!
It aired!
Some people may not have seen it yet.
It aired.
Did you think that? Did you think of that?
If it aired on television, it's not a spoiler.
It's a spoiler. I haven't seen it yet.
So when we come back, as the music is officially playing, we'll be talking the SmackDown Throwdown and the NXT Rundown.
Because we're swapping stuff up for y'all, so... You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
No animals were harmed in the documentation of this invasion? Oh my Jesus. No.
He didn't tell me animals were involved. Why are animals involved?
The Great War is upon us.
This is how every zombie movie begins.
WTRFs presents Delete or Decay.
Like, seriously, if three juggalos rocked up to my house and eyed my kid, I would not resort to a Roman candle.
It's Skarsgård!
God.
Dilapidated boat! Dilapidated boat!
He killed Joseph Park, you bastard!
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
No animals were physically harmed. Emotionally, though, they're forever scarred.
They've been scarred for life.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew. Listen to how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out,
yeah,
and touching.
Whatever, that's
and,
fine.
Like,
no, that's
all
fine.
The time. All the time. What? Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, no, I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so why not?
No, I do. I haven't do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
My mother is getting more than me.
It doesn't take him an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
and welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 and follow the journey today. If you're just joining us on WildTalkRadio.com, Gerwick.net, or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for listening. This is the Skype is Drunk show, because Skype has been down most of the evening. And from what we understand, most of the day, so we're having some technical difficulties this evening, so just kind of bear with us. Go back and listen to the news segment. We kind of explain everything there. But now we are going to do the SmackDown Throwdown and the NXT Rundown.
So here's an 18-second bumper.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So this week on the SmackDown Throwdown, this one, let's start with Bray in a box. Go.
You know, this is why Bray needs his children. Bray's in the ring with Kane. He's beating up Kane. Randy Orton shows up. He does a Bray-esque video. Cuts a speech. Bray's sitting there loving it. He's not paying the least bit of attention to Kane, who's, like, bleeding and pissed off and ready to light him on fire. And so, Randy Orton basically tells Bray, hey, come find me! And Bray's like, peace out, Kane, I'm gonna go find Orton. Walks out, loses the match via countout, costs me points in fantasy. Son, you cannot do that to me. You are the leader of Team Fluffy. You are the head fluffer. Don't make me take you to the woodshed. Nothing would do any good because he's got me on height and weight. But still, I can be scary when I want to be.
This is true.
This is very true. So, Bray's wandering around backstage. He's by himself. He comes upon his chair in this dark, eerie little room. So he walks in the room. He challenges Orton to do better than that. And what does Orton do? He shuts the door because Bray has wandered into one of those, like, pod storage box things, like a storage locker almost. And Randy locks him inside. So Bray is literally stuck in a box for the majority of SmackDown. This is why he needs his children, because Eric's the one that's supposed to get stuck in the box. You literally just had Bray Wyatt, who's supposed to be the new face of fear, this terrifying individual, literally fall for the box on the stick trap.
Yep.
Literally. I mean, it's like, Bray, honey, I love you, but sometimes he is denser than a brick stick, and you just want to smack him.
Yep.
So, we have a little camera in there, and they're having the Bray cam all night long, where he's pacing around, and he's talking to himself. And at the end of the night, he gets really calm, and he's sitting in the chair, and we get the Abigail, I knew you'd come. As Sister Abigail comes for Bray, and she takes him home. We didn't actually see Abigail or anything. I kind of wanted this, like, ghostly hand to, like, reach out and take his, because he's reaching out for nothing. And I wanted him to just, like, somebody to just, like, reach out and take his hand, because that would have been awesome. Would have been freaky as hell, too. But anyway, Randy comes back, he opens the door, and Bray's gone. Poof. So I just have to say this. Bray Wyatt, he could teleport. In WWE canon. Why would you lock him in a box?
Why didn't Bray just poof out of there?
Right?
Do the whole genie thing, do it, cross the arms, go, and blink and go.
Maybe that's not how it works.
Does he wiggle his nose, like Bewitched?
Maybe.
Or does he do a poof thing, like, Once Upon a Time?
Maybe he does the poof thing, like, Once Upon a Time. Or he just, like, does a flick of the wrist, and then he's out.
That'd be a lot of smoke.
That would explain all that the haze in the videos.
That would explain, that, and that would explain why the lantern has smoke, too.
Yeah. He has to poof out. Bray out, poof. So, and Orton gets pissed because, you know, Bray Wyatt has escaped. Because trapping a man that can teleport in a box is a smart idea.
So here's a question for you. Would Bray Wyatt get along with Regina the Evil Queen?
No.
There would be too much conflict?
Oh, there would be so much conflict.
Okay.
Because she's all about everything he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And he would not be into that.
Okay. Figured I'd throw that in there. Because, you know, why not?
Why not? Because you can. Because it's that kind of night. So, we go from Bray in a box to the Dolphumentary, and it had spirit.
Yes, it did.
I'm going to let you take this, because this is all you.
This was the most amazing thing ever. First, the Dolphumentary, showing all the awful moments of Dolph Ziggler's career, including the Spirit Squad, including him being the caddy for Chavo. And the whole, hi, I'm Dolph Ziggler. Hi, I'm Dolph Ziggler. Hi, I'm Dolph Ziggler.
was amazing.
They didn't even slip a "Hi, I'm Mark Calloway" in there.
Hi, I'm Mark Calloway. No, it was amazing. The fact that they put it together, like a WWE 24/7 special, was amazing, first of all. It ranks right up there with the three-disc set of Brady and Walker.
Okay, side note real quick. Side note real quick, because I forgot to tell you this before the show, and I knew I had to tell you something. So you know in the shiny, fancy, pretty that we got today?
Yeah, Knock Knock, who's there? He's in it.
He's in it.
I know, I saw.
I was like, holy crap!
Knock Knock, who's there? We'll tell you what we're back.
He's in it, and somebody else was in it too.
Yeah.
I forget who, I have to go back and look, but I was like, I was flipping through everything, and I was like, oh! Okay, because you know I was looking certain people up. In the thing. I have to look at the other one I have to see if he's in it too, because I don't think he is.
So, oh, I'm going to announce it anyhow. So, coming soon to wildtalkradio.com and to the show, because we'll do it here as well, we'll be reviewing the new WWE encyclopedia that comes out in a week or so.
It's big. It's heavy. It's pretty.
It's a big book.
It has Brayden Walker in it.
It has Brayden Walker. It also has AJ Styles in it.
They got pretty much everybody. They got Gallows in it. I checked to see if Storm was there, but it's not. Or he's not.
Yeah, so we're going to do a formal review of it at some point on the show, and I'll be writing one for the website, so look out for that. The WWE Encyclopedia is a big book. It's a really, really gigantic book.
But it's a pretty book.
It has everyone you can possibly think of, Matt, in the book.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much if you were there for a cup of coffee, it's a thing. You're in the book.
Oh, my favorite thing of the book, so they have this big 3-page profile on Vince McMahon, right?
Right.
And they have these little icon symbols next to each person's name for the championships they've won. They have a little ECW symbol by Vince's name. It made me laugh.
Of course they do.
It made me laugh.
Of course they do. Oh, my only complaint, because I just found it, is they need to work on Bo Dallas in terms of Photoshop, like, heavily. So he needs to be getting rid of them love handles.
Well, that's why the next photo will have a singlet.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the SmackDown throwdown. So then, after the whole documentary, which was fantastic, and Dolph is upset, and, you know, Miz cuts him off, he also then brought out the Spirit Squad. Oh yes, we found the Spirit Squad, Kenny and Mitch.
Most of them. The other two were lost in transit back to FCW.
OVW.
OVW. I'm sorry, OVW.
No, the reality is one of them had a job he didn't want to miss, and the other one is very religious and is living in Israel.
Good for him!
So there's that. So they brought out the Spirit Squad, and it was amazing. I could not stop laughing at it. It was awesome. And after the show, they wheeled them on top of a cart, and I guess they were sending them back down to OVW.
Yep.
So bye-bye, Spirit Squad. But it was cool to see. It was a nice little pop thing they did. And then the other thing on the SmackDown throwdown was the verbal SmackDown debate with AJ Styles, with John Cena, and with Dean Ambrose. Basically, they Cena would try to talk, they would cut him off, and just tear him a new one?
Yes! There was so much damn sass in this. It was amazing! Like, AJ and Dean just went for it. I mean, just absolutely 100% went for it.
Oh yeah, they went all out for it, and it was awesome. So, yeah, and we'll talk more about that, more about everything that's been going on SmackDown when we preview WWE No Mercy. Coming up here in just a little while.
But now we have NXT.
We do have NXT. And this is where I can't find the sounder I just made. That's amazing.
Okay, well, forget the sounder because I can't hear the sounder, so.
Found it. 13-second sounder. Here we go.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So it's now time for the NXT rundown. So we're switching things up because we're going to be results heavy for a lot of these shows coming forward. So we've decided to do sort of the SmackDown throwdown with the NXT rundown.
Because, you know, stupid pay-per-view every other week.
Right. So the one thing we really need to talk about from NXT this week is the start of the Dusty Rhodes Classic, and we're going to go through the bracket of the Dusty Rhodes Classic. One match that happened on NXT this week, it was the Revival taking on Andrade Cien Almas and Cedric Alexander. They had a good match. The Revival won. After the match, Almas turned on Alexander.
Not 100% surprised. by this. I mean, CN's a little frustrated. He's trying to find his space in NXT. They're trying to work it out for him, but he's just been having problems. So you know what? He's like, I'm just going to turn on you because you know what? You're a jerk. You kind of cut me off in the match, and I don't like you, so I'm going to beat you up.
They will face the winner of Wang and Loon, the Chinese guys, and Gargano and Ciampa, so they'll face the winner of that. So we'll probably get a Revival versus Gargano and Ciampa match in the second round.
And I'm kind of hoping Gargano and Ciampa knock out the Revival. I really kind of want it to happen.
I think that's what the plan will probably be.
Because them boys are on a mission.
Them boys, they're on a mission. We'll talk about it in Tweet of the Week. You also have Tony Nese and Drew Gulak. He was the one with the shiny coat from Raw.
Oh. The other one that made the book? Frankie Kazarian.
Nice. Not surprised.
Not surprised, but it's like, holy crap, he's in there. That's awesome. But anyway, yes, the shiny coat. The shiny pretty coat.
Taking on the team that you really didn't know you wanted until now. No Way Jose and Rich Swann.
Oh my god, it's so cute! There's so much happy in that team, it makes me smile.
And the winner of that match will take on the winner of the match we saw on the show, the Bollywood Boys and the Authors of Pain, which of course the Authors of Pain won.
I like the Bollywood Boys! I really do! They're cool! Can we sign them? Can that be a thing? Can we have them?
So on the other side of the bracket, we have Ty Dillinger and Bobby Roode, the Glorious Ten, and their first round opponent will be Sanity.
Bobby is not that concerned about Sanity. It's going to be a glorious when they're victorious. And Ty Dillinger was like, right. Why did I team with you? Why did I do that?
Yeah, he's regretting all his life decisions. They will take on the winners of Hideo Itami and Kota Ibushi versus Lince Dorado and Mustafa Ali.
Yay.
It will be Team Aries taking on Nico Bobocek, I think I said that, and Tucker Knight.
So basically Team Aries moves on.
And TM61 will take on Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss.
So TM61 advances forward.
Most likely, yes. I'm not going to spoil who Aries' partner is, but it's a very strong choice.
Yes, he's very, very, very strong. Well, I was kind of hoping they would reunite the Dirty Heels, but I'm okay with this too.
Very okay with this one.
Yeah.
A couple other things. Here in the NXT Rundown, there's a new female duo of Peyton Royce and Billie Kay, because, you know, we can't tell them apart to begin with, so let's pair them up.
You know, I'm not opposed to it.
No, it works.
Because it's like, I feel like Billie Kay needs somebody to play off of, and they can do that whole mean, haughty girl kind of thing together, and you can have them sort of do a BFFs 2.0 sort of thing, and then eventually turn on each other.
Yeah. Samoa Joe continue to run wild.
That is one really angry Samoan. He is killing people dead. You either need to send him up to the main roster to give Braun Strowman a chance at him, or just, you know, give him Shinsuke Nakamura. Which, dude, I wish you could do that. I wish you could just walk around and be like, I demand certain wrestler, and you just beat people up till you get that certain wrestler.
That'd be great.
I'd be running around being like, give me Bray Wyatt! And they just look at me stupid because I'm, you know, 5'2". But I could get a baseball bat.
And final one is, what the font?
Okay. I read it. I, like, saved this rant from last night. So Patrick Clark comes out. Dressed like Prince, right?
Better than the American outfit he was wearing the first time.
And he comes out, and his videos start, and I know the entrance videos for NXT, especially the beginner-level NXT, are made by the Full Sail students. Like, you can tell they're made by the Full Sail students, because this was, it was myriad font that was maybe bolded. Wasn't a black, but it was bolded. Maybe. I can't tell the weight. And it was just a red curly Q thing, and the letters were all caps. It's like, it's the most generic, boring thing I've ever seen in my life, and I'm sitting here for 10 minutes ranting on the font. I'm still upset about the font. It's like, you have the Cruiserweight Classic guys who have all these slick, cool, fancy things, and then there's Patrick Clark, who just is like this just generic entrance, whatever, we're gonna throw it together. And I've noticed that he's not the only one. Like, the new people that are coming in, they just kind of sort of threw something together for him real quick. which I get because it's a lot of people, but it literally looks like they went, oh crap, he doesn't have an entrance, and they threw it together in 5 minutes before the show. It's like, at least fix the font. You know, you could go out and get you a free font. It'll look fine. Just, you know, even something that's a heavier, bolded weight font that just doesn't look like, you know, you pulled it out of Word. Because that's what it does. It looks like it came out of Word. It's awful. Sorry, my inner art nerd just, like, revolted at that. Because that's part of my job is I'm kind of an art director in my real actual life. So when I see stuff like that, it's like, ew. I had issues. I still have issues. I want to fix it. I want to fix it so bad. If anybody at WWE is listening, please let me fix Patrick Clark's entrance. Thank you. I'm done.
This has been this week's edition of What the Font?
I'm sorry. It was awful. It was so awful. Wait, did they give Irwin R. Shyster a page? Did they actually give Irwin Shyster a page? No. Oh my god, he got a half a page. That's hilarious. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here talking NXT and flipping through the encyclopedia. Oh, hey, look, it's Husky Harris.
The strangest one I found so far was Johnny Jeter. And on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down WWE No Mercy and do Tweet of the Week.
So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Marcando la diferencia. Lo de hoy. Lo del momento. El centinela del espacio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stage.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This fall, while some will be voting for the wife of the man who stained a dress,
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
While some will be voting for the unrepentant narcissistic asshole,
is they'll say, oh, Trump is chicken. What, them four of them? And according to every online poll, I won every one of them. Now, when I turn on the television and I listen to these, you know, the talking heads who are not smart people at all, they call them elite. My education's better than any of them. I'm smarter than they are.
We urge you to find another party, the CB Radio Party. This fall, our candidates will give you the reasons for why they should be president of the CB Radio Party.
And pretty much the sovereign nation of, while she was sleeping, I said, I must protect the Commonwealth of the intelligent people. I said, yes, I will face you, Jobber.
All hail El Presidente.
Hello, Jobber.
Tune in Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern, for the great CB radio debate only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
All hail El Presidente, Lone Jobber.
Hi, this is Bree, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show. Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
I made an ocean to take me away, back to strawberry fields and a god that was real, till they took my sunshine away. I'm a liar at night.
And welcome back to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. But your preference over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Go to Instagram.com/MBG1211. Follow the journey today. If you're just joining us, this is the Skype is Drunk edition of the Rack. It's official. Skype is messed up. We're messed up. Everything is just like, whatever. We're flying by the seat of our pants, doing whatever we do, trying to make the best of it, having fun, cutting up. So, you missed the news, you missed SmackDown and NXT, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So what do you got?
So what have I got? Before we start, I just have to comment because I was flipping through the book more on the break. I love this picture of Taker the Theist. They cannot get a new picture of the Undertaker to save their souls. Like, he just will not take a new picture. So they're pulling the photos from like 2007, 2008, and that's what they use. Like, that was the last promo picture of the Undertaker ever taken.
So we're saying it's a big-ass book. I had to reach over my monitor because I had standing up behind the monitor and I felt like I was going to drop the book as I lifted it up. That's how heavy it is.
It's big. It's heavy. It's a really fancy, pretty book. We're going to fill you in on it.
But yeah, that is the last promo picture ever they've ever got of him.
I mean, it's like he's standing there. He's got his hair and his eyeliner. It's all prettied up with Photoshop. He's shirtless. He's actually got abs.
Real or maybe Photoshopped, who knows?
No, those are real. See, I know this is like 2007-ish, because that's when he got abs, because it's when he got divorced.
Ah, he was on the prowl. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on the prowl then. That's how you tell when The Undertaker was on the prowl. He got in shape.
Yeah, he did.
So, Tweet of the Week. Johnny Gargano. Watched every documentary on the JonBenet Ramsey case. I've come to the conclusion that I have no idea what happened. I'm a bad detective. Sad face. You did your best, Johnny. It's okay. WWE creative team. TNA has less than 24 hours to pull off some sort of miracle funding for Bound for Glory. Brazers, here's your chance. To which Brazers replies, no thanks, even our storylines are more interesting. Broken Matt excluded. Somebody get some ice for that burn, because holy crap.
Delete.
Zack Ryder tweeted pre-gaming for HHN26. It's him and Cody, minus Brandi Rhodes. And Rusev replies, who's that other guy in the picture? Crawlin' Tagernick? CK7 tweets Rusev and goes, oh, Rusev, dude, the only reason you are even spoke of is because of Lana. Nobody even cares to see you, dude. Go sit in your cave. To which Rusev replies, sir, I live in a huge mansion. And Crawlin again replies, going, people like to call caves different things these days, I guess, but sir, still nobody cares about you. But why? Sharing is caring. Joel Goldman tweets, Rusev and goes, Kane for World Heavyweight Championship. And Rusev goes, not relevant in this combo, but yes, go Kane! I can't read this name, so I'll just go with the Twitter handle, HDL Vega, tweets Rusev and goes, what's the difference between Roman Reigns and Bulgaria? ... Rusev came up with.
Mm-hmm.
TNA Wrestling. What match are you looking forward to most at Bound for Glory? WWE creative team responds, the tape library. Johnny Gargano, I prefer my Muppets to be in baby form. Agree. Johnny Gargano, get your DIY shirt today because nobody will do it for you unless somebody else buys it for you. Whatever. And he puts the link.
What a shameless show.
Shameless. Everyone's into messing with online polls of late. Thus, what are good tag team names or your suggestions? Hashtag Polly McPoleface. And the final poll names were as follows. Hammurabi McHammurabi Face, or McHammurab Face, Bodie McBoat Face, Fighty McFight Face, Facey McFace Face. Hammurabi won, just so everybody's clear.
Just so everyone's clear.
What did I... Anyway, Skip Bayless, insufferable frontrunner, Rex beats an injured third-string rookie quarterback and takes a shot at Belichick onto LA, I guess. I don't know why I favorited that, but I favorited that. He's probably drunk at the time. Who knows? Rusev, dear American Air, 4+ hours delay is not okay. I agree. Sheamus, I can crush any lucha, any master wrestler, all except Puchador. Slay me with those brown eyes, and it's a chihuahua dressed in a lucha mask and costume. It's adorable, and he's kissing the dog. Johnny Gargano tweets out a picture, DIY, do it yourself. It's him and Ciampa dressed up as the Men in Black. And he goes, your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. And finally, Johnny Gargano, add based on a true story to the end of any cartoon you watch, immediately becomes better.
Well done.
Thank you.
So, I need you to do me one more favor before I move on to my tweets.
What?
What was the tweet of yours that got favorited?
Oh, I have to find it.
Okay. So, you go find it, I'm going to read some tweets.
Okay.
David Hero. Clinton is no-selling like a Hulk Hogan comeback. Hashtag debate night. I may have said that last week. Anyway, here we go. Real quick. Not SportsCenter. The Miami Dolphins have left the NFL to join the YMCA Flag Football League. Adam Geis. I think this will be more our speed. CM Punk. Is Ben Affleck my boss? The PR guy from UFC goes, no, sir. You report to Guy Fieri. CM Punk replied, this is an outrage. I'm calling Bobby Flay. Because they revealed all the celebrity owners of UFC now.
Oh.
It was like Ben Affleck, Jimmy Kimmel, and a bunch of others. Melts in the future. Despite having no money to run tapings, TNA has resigned Bram to a new deal. EC3. Was going to take pictures of my shirtless reflection in the bathroom mirror, but remembered I wasn't a complete asshole. The fake ESPN. Apparently, tonight's football game for Louisville vs. Clemson was lathered in butter before the game.
It was. And the refs took out their contacts in that game.
Nick Mundy, hashtag last time Trump paid taxes, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was on TV, and it has a gif of, oh, snap, Jonathan Snowden. Lamar Jackson is the closest thing I've ever seen to 2004 Madden version of Michael Vick. Incredible. ProWrestling.net, USA wins the Ryder Cup. I haven't been this proud to be American since the World Cup of Hockey, or never mind, USA. Someone goes, we want Slater, is the Twitter handle. Look the inevitable, Shane Helms holds the future of professional wrestling, and it's a picture of him holding Baby Maxwell. Gregory Helms replied, he charged me $100. This kid is a workhorse. Keep it 5-star. Can't wait. Bray Wyatt teleport out. Hashtag SmackDown Live. 3-man booth. Superman can't see through lead. Bray Wyatt can't see through aluminum. Not SportsCenter. Breaking. The Atlanta Braves have reached a 5-year deal with the fan who tossed the beer on the field and named him the team's ace.
Probably.
EC3. I wish the people that leaked information would have reported the tape library has been recorded over by 9,000 hours of Aiden O'Shea matches. Vince McMahon Googling. Trademark available. Future DVDs. The Fall and Fall of TNA. Samoa Joe's Fast Matches. Here's where AJ Styles wasted most of his career. Continues on. The Worst of TNA. Sting's Greatest Matches in front of 200 people. Matches I'll Never Forgive Ric Flair for. You Know You're Screwed When Christian Is Your Champ, Volume 1. What the fuck is this big red cage thing? The NWO reunion no one saw. Jeff Hardy's drunkenness matches. Dixie Carter. Money Mark? Continues on. Has Kurt Angle learned his lesson yet? 2006 through 2016. Here's how things worked out for Taz. At Nice Try, Mick Foley. WWE tweeted, remember when It's Bayley worked up the courage to make a challenge for the Divas Championship on NXT? Bayley goes, when AJ Brooks and I became best friends. AJ replied, I recall lovingly hugging your neck with my wrist. Tommaso Ciampa, dear WWE Network, I hear you looking for more original programming. Johnny Gargano and I are moving in together at the beginning of next week. Gargano replied, also DIY Halloween Spooktacular when a camera crew follows us as we spend the night in an actual haunted house. Tons of ideas, guys.
Book it. Do it.
I like the fact that they're probably legit seriously moving in with one another.
Probably, yeah. I would not be surprised. Although that would be interesting seeing as they're both married. And I think Ciampa has kids.
Total Divas episodes. Total Bellas pitch. Brian Bree moved in to help Nicole's recovery from neck surgery. Total Bellas in reality. Dogs. Total Diva episodes. This season on Total Bellas, John and Brian's disagreement over John's strict rules leads to a buffalo wing eating contest. It inevitably turns into a food fight where they learn that they're not so different after all, trademark, and become best friends.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Kyle Lewis. Bree on Total Bellas. They want to do a Downton Abbey thing. Brian, wait. What is Downton Abbey?
Yeah. That happened.
Richard Triumfo, next week on Total Bellas, watch Brian Bree and JJ write essays apologizing for having fun. Broken Matt Hardy, I can slap a tornado, but I may have to delete a hurricane. And maybe Shane Helms, I keep a strict schedule, and pointing to the schedule changing for Impact Wrestling. And EC3, I wish the people that leaked information from my locker room would have reported Crazy Steve and Spud twisting their ungodly pieces together.
Oh my.
They must be bored in the hurricane.
What's going on down there? People are getting kinky down there. What the hell?
People are getting kinky down there. But it's time.
And,
go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, and the tweet that got favorited by Sheamus. I told him my vote is personally for Baldy McAwesome Hawk.
So there you go.
So now, mercy.
Which will air live on the WWE Network this Sunday. So let's start things off with the pre-show. Baron Corbin taking on Jack Swagger. What do you think?
I don't know. This is hard. Because it's Corbin, and they've had him on a winning streak, kind of, sort of. They've been pushing him, but they backed off. But Swagger just came over from Raw.
But remember, Corbin tapped on SmackDown.
Yeah, but that was an illegit tap. So, let's hope they got Rudy Charles in witness protection because he's going to need it.
Corbin. Mr. Pre-Show, Baron Corbin wins.
Yeah, it's like they just brought Swagger over from Raw, but at the same time, it's like...
It's Jack Swagger.
It's Jack Swagger, but also Corbin has to make up the loss. He's going to be super motivated. He's going to be pissed. He'll be in a murderous mood. So, yeah, Corbin.
A Ball and the video game agree with us on that one. Nikki Bella versus Carmella in a normal match.
Nikki.
Yeah. I would say Nikki Bella because she's been doing a lot of jobs lately. And I know she's come out and said that she's willing to do a bunch of jobs, including things for John. But Carmella's got her ass... has had her number lately. I think Nikki needs the win to keep the feud going just a little bit.
She's due for a win.
And this it's the stage to do it this week.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt Carmella because Carmella's been super strong. So yeah, I can see Nikki picking up the victory here.
I do as well. So does the 8-Ball and so does the video game. So far, we're going to be 0-2 on our picks since we're all agreeing.
Right.
Let's go with, because I'm trying to save the other ones for later. Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Usos for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team titles.
Usos, they're pushing them hard. Slater and Rhino have barely been on TV. Rhino is running for public office. Yeah, Usos. all the way.
I'm going with Usos as well. It's time for the Heath Slater Rhino story was great leading up to it, and they culminated the story. They told the story. And I've said this from the beginning. What happens next? After Slater got his win and got his contract, what do they do next? Not a whole lot. So Usos win. They'll go in a feud with American Alpha. Hopefully American Alpha earns me back some points and takes back the belts at some point. So I'm going with Usos. You're going with Usos. The video game goes with Slater and Rhino, and so does the 8-Ball. Up next, the WWE SmackDown Women's title is on the line. Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss. Daniel Bryan has put out a challenge to top Sasha and Charlotte.
They're going to try. I don't know if they're going to succeed, but they're going to try.
They're going to try, and I think this match will be really good. I was very high on Alexa going into Backlash, which is why I had picked her to win. But the fact that they have made her number one contender, she's the first one that Becky will probably beat, but they're going to have a strong match. I like that Alexa gets to be featured in a singles match. This is her first real singles opportunity. I feel bad for Alexa losing, but Becky needs to keep the belt.
Yeah, it's not... Becky needs to have a couple-month reign. I'm not ready to see the title come off of her just yet, even though Alexa, I think, would be an amazing champion. I think this is going to be very competitive. I think they're going to put on a really good match. They're going to put on a really good show. But Becky's going to retain over Alexa.
Which is a shame, but it's the way the cards are dealt right now. I can see Alexa getting the belt in the next 6 months.
I can see her being overconfident and overcocky, and she makes like a beginner's mistake almost.
Right. I can see
and that's what costs her.
I can see that as well. So, video game has Becky over Alexa, while the 8-Ball has Alexa going over. Alright, now let's get to the three main matches on the show. Let's do Bray versus Orton. I'll let you go first.
You know, this is a hard one to call. This is a really hard one to call, because Bray Wyatt desperately needs the win. Last month doesn't count because Orton was hurt and then he lost to Kane. But he hasn't really done a lot. He's been losing a lot. Bray needs the win, but then there's the factor that Orton lost to Brock, but everybody loses to Brock. So, you know what? I'm going to pay for it, but I'm going with my heart, Bray. I want Bray to win.
So I said on WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, most and 11 p.m. Eastern, because there's a pay-per-view every other week, that I would drop a stat on people. Because everyone says Bray Wyatt never wins on pay-per-view. It's become a running thing. Bray Wyatt is 15-9 on pay-per-view, and one of those losses was in Money in the Bank. Sure, he has lost a couple times. He actually has won once this year, actually won twice technically this year, and lost once, and had a big showing in the Royal Rumble. Bray doesn't win some big matches, but he wins his matches. He's one of the most protected characters on television, usually, when you look overall. He never really loses on TV unless they really want him to lose. And it's not that, it's not that often, if you actually go look at it. His house show record is just awful because he's a heel and heels lose, and Kane hasn't had a defeat clean in like a year and a half or something. I think he got lost once to Bray Wyatt. That's it. Which is an amazing thing. Kane has like 90-something house show wins or whatever. It's amazing. In the last, I guess, year. Anyway, that's the stat. Bray's 15-9 on pay-per-view throughout his career. Bray Wyatt needs momentum. The fact that he lost to Kane not only once but twice now, it's not a good thing. Because Kane just beats people because apparently it's Kane and Kane doesn't do a job.
And he got stuck in a box.
And he got stuck in a box. Bray Wyatt needs to look strong. He needs to come out with some credibility coming out of this. Randy Orton, I know, is destined to feud with AJ Styles for the WWE Championship, but you gotta do something with Bray Wyatt. And he needs a strong win. Let him beat Randy Orton. You can continue the feud. I assume Randy Orton, not Randy Orton, Luke Harper may show up and cost Randy Orton the match. It's a theory. Who knows?
With the loss of Eric Rowan, it complicates everything because they could bring Harper over from Raw, or they could just have Bray stand on his own. They could bring somebody else in place of Rowan. But Bray essentially is completely on his own, so he needs to look strong.
Bray needs to look strong. I'm going with Bray Wyatt to be wrong, but I'm going with Bray Wyatt. Video game has Randy Orton, and so does the Magic 8-Ball. It is career versus Intercontinental Championship. The Miz defends against Dolph Ziggler. The storyline is they're pointed in the direction of Dolph Ziggler must win, right? Because Dolph Ziggler is the underdog heel who needs to finally get the big win over The Miz because he keeps losing and losing and losing and losing and losing. Has The Miz been a very standout star since this the brand draft?
A little bit, yeah.
He has some great momentum going right now. Like the stuff he did with Daniel Bryan to being just as obnoxious heel, right? He's been really awesome. No pun intended. So The Miz has been on a roll. What you need is strong heels. Miz is a great heel when you let him be. Yeah, the stuff him and Maurice do, that's fantastic. The stuff he did with the documentary and everything. He is the total heel. He's everything you want in a heel. So why kill his momentum? How many times have they killed the momentum of a heel? How many times have they killed Miz's momentum?
But here's the thing with this. This is tailor-made for Ziggler to win. He's putting his career on his line. He recently re-signed, or he's in the middle of a newly signed contract. Everything points to Ziggler winning. And you can recover the loss depending on how Miz reacts to it and what Miz does on the following SmackDown.
Here's the thing. What does Dolph Ziggler win the Intercontinental do for anyone?
He gets to keep his job.
Okay, what will happen when Dolph Ziggler is the Intercontinental champion? What? What is that going to do for anyone?
He and Miz will have a rematch over the title, and Miz will either beat him for the title, or he will defeat Miz. And you move Miz into the main title picture to face off against Styles, or whoever is the champion at that point, and you have Ziggler face other people.
We're going to, go back to Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler for the Intercontinental title?
We could.
Because those matches were great.
Well, it's a limited roster. What do you want?
I want The Miz to win. That's what I want.
I mean, you could do Swagger versus Ziggler.
Again, I want The Miz to win. That's what I want. I want them to keep building The Miz. I want to see how far he can go. I want him to keep his momentum. I'm tired of seeing guys get their momentum cut. That's the thing we said a lot about Dolph Ziggler and how WWE cuts his momentum off a lot. I'm tired of seeing that. I'm tired of seeing people get their momentum cut. And if Ziggler has to be sacrificed, then let's sacrifice Dolph Ziggler. I want The Miz to win. I'm picking The Miz because he's awesome right now, and I think he's going to be continuing to roll on. I like what they're doing with The Miz. I like the pairing. I like all the things with him and Maurice, him and the Intercontinental title, the never-ending title reign. It all fits. Sure, this is all geared for Dolph to win, and yes, Dolph will probably win, but I'm picking The Miz because I want to be different.
You know, I want to pick The Miz because I like The Miz, but it's Dolph. And I don't think Dolph's done. They're basically making Dolph the ultimate underdog. He's put his career up on the line. You know, he's prepared to walk away from everything if he loses. They wouldn't do that unless Dolph is winning, so I say Dolph wins.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen, but still I'm going with Miz. Video game agrees with me, while so does the 8-Ball, apparently.
I'm an island!
You're on an island all by yourself. Hashtag Lindsay Island.
Yep.
The Fluffy Island.
Team Fluffy Island.
And then in the main event for the WWE Championship, AJ Styles defends against Dean Ambrose and John Cena.
Styles.
Yeah, it's very much AJ's thing. The whole story is John Cena is trying to go for a 16th title win. You don't do it at No Mercy. You do it at the Rumble, you do it at WrestleMania. Him winning here won't do anything. You're probably going to do a rematch at Survivor Series. You can have him win it there. But it won't happen here. Dean, everyone loves Dean. He had his run. AJ Styles is the hot. Again, keeping momentum going. AJ Styles is the hottest act WWE has right now. You keep him strong. Let him retain the WWE title. And you move on from there. You put him in with Orton. You put him with Cena. You just keep him going. You find something for Dean to do. And you go back and forth there.
This is the passing of the torch, so to speak, between Cena and Styles. Where Styles is now the new deemed face that runs the place, whatever you want to call him. And Cena is taking a step back. He's stepping away. He's going off to do TV shows and movies and award shows. Where he's moving on into the next part of his career. And he's setting all that up for himself. It doesn't make any sense to take the title off of Styles and put it on Cena just for Cena to get that 16th title win.
At least
for not here.
Not here, yeah.
You just had Styles take it off of Ambrose. I would keep it on Styles. You can have Cena pick up a title anytime you want. the fact that he really shouldn't be in this match in the first place. This really should be a one-on-one between Styles and Ambrose.
No, because we already had that match on SmackDown.
But no, before they booked that.
Oh, before they booked that, yes. But they gave us the match anyhow.
Yeah. So they gave Dean his individual title shot to take care of that. And now you have the three-way.
AJ pins Ambrose.
Yeah. Ambrose is taking the pin. AJ Styles retains.
Video game has Cena winning. 8-Ball has AJ winning.
House divided.
You can go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork and post your picks there. You can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio or at Rec Radio Show.
Matt, no. Dolph does not need to face The Undertaker. No. Actually, I think that happened. I think that did happen. Once upon a time. A long time ago.
In a far, far away land.
Possibly. I don't know. It could. We'll have to YouTube it and see. But anyway, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
That'll do it for us here on The Rack, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday night, midnight-ish, another edition of CB Radio, the weird, wacky, the unusual. It's the CB Radio Party Election opening statements, and I have one question for each of them to talk about. So it's CB Radio midnight-ish Saturday night. CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com. Yes?
Vote Rob!
Hashtag blame around when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega, recapping WWE No Mercy. We'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. This is where I tell you to go back and listen to our interview with the lovely Nikki and Brie Bella, the Bella Twins, available on Rack Radio Show, WildTalkRadio.com, YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, and you'll see all the simulations I've mentioned here during this podcast. They'll be available tomorrow, most likely, for you to see. There may be a live stream for the video game tomorrow night or Saturday at some point. It all depends on timing and everything. So just keep an eye out on Twitter. I Won't Talk Radio and at Rack Radio Show for that. Get us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, search Rack Radio Show. Remember to check out the Rack Extra Total Bellas Season 1, Episode 1 now available. Episode 2 will be available next Thursday before we're back live, 10 p.m. Eastern, to talk all things WWE No Mercy and beyond. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You good? You done?
I'm good.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my work, it is available for your viewing pleasure at pants.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out the amazing, awesome sponsors of Gerwick.net, Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211, follow the journey today, and TNAsylum.net. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You have been listening to the Skype is Drunk edition of The Rack. Hopefully things fix themselves and we'll be back to normal next week. If not, we'll just have more fun. Till then, we're out.